Just when we thought last month's deals couldn't get any better, the Graff family has done it again. Right now, if you qualify for GM employee pricing, you can save $13,500 on select 2014 Silverados.
$13,500 off on a new pickup means you get a lot of truck for the money, like a 2014 Silverado Crew Cab with the All-Star Edition package, four-wheel drive, loaded for only $30,350. That's over 30% off the sticker price.
But you better hurry for the best selection. With the GM discount, package savings, trade assistance, and owner loyalty cash, the savings add up to $13,500, and that means their 2014 Silverado inventory won't last long.
With a great Graff deal like this, why would you go anywhere else than Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb? Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Graff family, we're making friends.
Final score, Brown City 48, Ubley 43. As Ubley now falls to 1-5 in league play. And 3-10 overall. And 1-6 at home this season. Brown City, they snap their three-game losing streak. And they advance to 7-7. They ride the ship at 500. And they are now at 3-3 in league play. And they stay seated, I believe, at fourth place.
Three games behind the leader, Harbor Beach.
Well, John, your first thoughts here from this ball game tonight.
Interesting game, how it kind of unfolded. It looked to me that Ubley was trying to get more shots, hoping that more would fall for them. They had 13 that did fall after taking 57 shots, but that was only 22%. They're going to have to find a little more efficiency and look at people who are, you know, shooting the shots in certain places and what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and play to your strengths and stay away from your weaknesses.
One thing I noticed in that fourth quarter, I mean, entering the fourth quarter, Ubley was leading by one, 36-35. It was they at halftime, it was Brown City 28-23. Ubley in the third quarter outscored Brown City 13-7. In the fourth quarter, Brown City outscored Ubley 13-7. The big stat for me, though, in the fourth quarter, Brown City out-rebounded Ubley 12-4 with five offensive rebounds, seven defensive rebounds versus Ubley's with three defensive and one offensive.
I thought Brown City was giving a lot of openings for Ubley to go ahead and just charge on through and take this victory. But, you know, when you're taking shots outside of your comfort zone, that's not going to be conducive to success.
Leading scores for the Brown City Green Devils. Brown City was led by Evan Van Beskirk, number 13, with 13 points. Jeff Randolph, number 4, he had 12 points, followed by Caleb Muxlow and Eric Burgess, each with 6. Followed by Justin McPhail with 5. And then we had Tekulsak with 3, Hagner with 2, and Hoff with 1. For the Ubley Bearcats, they were led by Jeffrey Wright with 17 points, high scorer of the night. Kurt Kabosky had 9, Daniel Mirop with 8, Jonathan Brandle with 4, Jonathan Bisher with 3, and Logan Lemke with 2 points also. Free throws for Ubley, they were 14 for 23 for 60%. Brown City was 7 for 19 for 36%, including an 0 for 7 in the second half, and more specifically, 0 for 7 in the fourth quarter.
You don't win games that way, but they stole one tonight. They went against conventional wisdom. They're going to have to correct that if they're going to go ahead and be anything more than a 500 club.
Interesting ball game, and let's take a look at turnovers here. Ubley ended up with 11 turnovers on the night, whereas Brown City had 17. All the stats up to the fourth quarter were favoring Ubley. They still do, especially aside from the overall rebounds. Ubley had 27, Brown City had 29. Pretty even there. Brown City had the edge with only two more offensive rebounds on the entire night. Largest lead for Brown City was 7. We had 14 lead changes and 5 ties.
In the third quarter, Ubley shot 40%. They were 4 for 10. That's exactly what you want to do. And then in the fourth quarter, inexplicably, we had 13 shots, made 2 of them. That's 15%. That's a huge nosedive, especially when you're playing a team that is getting stronger in the fourth quarter. You had in the fourth quarter 6 makes out of 13 for Brown City, 46%. Totally 18 for 51. Six more shots the Bearcats took, but the Brown City Green Devils, they did shoot 35%, and that seemed to be enough to go ahead and take this game by 5 points.
Let's take a look at the overall standings here in the East now. High Reach, of course, still at 5-0, first place. Second place goes to Sandusky at 4-1. Two games back then is Marlette. Then we have Brown City, followed by Audley, followed by Memphis. What's the rest of the season look like for these two squads?
Well, I said that earlier that three losses could take this side of the league in the East. And Brown City is positioned to be in position. You know what I mean? They have their three losses. They can't afford to take any more. And tonight was day one of living on the edge. And Ubley gave them everything they wanted. So for Brown City, okay, they can't afford another loss. As far as Ubley is concerned, Ubley is going to be start looking for districts to maybe pull something there and pull some surprises, and you never can tell. I think they are capable of it.
And Ubley plays USA, am I correct?
Let's see.
I believe so. Cass City and Bad Axe drew byes, if I stand corrected here. I very well could stand corrected, I should say. We'll take a look there. We have to check in on the baseline. We're disarrayed here. We're in the rafters of the Ubley
Fieldhouse.
That's
where all my notes are.
That's right, on the baseline. They're sitting at my desk at home. That's what they're doing. Well, John Mooney, final thoughts from tonight.
It was a good game. It was a good entertaining game for the people that came in here. Hats off to the Green Devils. They're holding serve again on the second time around. They've got competition coming down the road, and so best of luck to them. That's the last time we're going to be seeing them. As far as the Ubley Bearcats, we're going to be seeing more of them. And I think they're just going to continue to work to go ahead and improve. And one of the things would be shot selection and who's taking shots. What I would consider golden type of shots that you just can't miss. Those are opportunity shots. Work on that. Work on your foul shots. And the passing tonight was crisp. I really liked it. Really appreciated it. Maybe they're going to be trying to get a little bit more scoring on the in the pivot area. It would be helping to have at least three guys in double figures, and they were
close. They were close.
They were almost there.
Well, I'd also like to point out your prediction was spot on tonight. You said Brown City by five before this game started, and that's exactly how the game outcome.
Yeah, but I really had to pay that lady. I mean, I really did. The one with the crystal ball.
Well, that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Tonight's broadcast will be presented by DS Services of Cass City and more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Thumb Sailor, they're talking to Thumb. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. More Motor Sales of Caro, D&M Cabinets, Ubley Motor Service, Ubley Family Fitness, and Graf Sandusky Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, and the Smigalski Funeral Homes of Ubley and Minden City. On behalf of the entire WLEW broadcast team, back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake, John Mooney, in-game analysis, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and director of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast as the Brown City Green Devils went on the road by 5, 48-43, to stay remaining in the fourth place, in the Greater Thumb Conference East Division. Join us for the baseline on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.